From KQED News, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly series exploring the Bay Area's science and environment. Watch out, Wisconsin. Northern California has become a hub, some say the hub, for cheesemaking, especially farm-based specialty cheeses in places like Marin and Sonoma counties. But high-profile recalls over cheeses made with raw milk have put an unwelcome spotlight on the industry, and federal officials are taking a closer look, as Amy Standen reports.
11 years ago, Jill Giacomini Bash and her sisters found themselves at a crossroads. The dairy farm they'd grown up on, 700 acres overlooking Tomales Bay, was in danger of closing. The sisters had all left Point Reyes as soon as they'd grown up. They'd never wanted to be dairy farmers, but they didn't want to lose the farm either, so they started making cheese. Today, Point Reyes Farmstead Cheese Company is best known for its award-winning Original Blue. Giacomini Bash says this cheese couldn't be made anywhere else.
The milk here is really reflective of the climate, the grasses, the moderate temperature year-round.
Every step involved in making this $20 a pound blue cheese takes place here in Point Reyes. The dairy's Holstein cows graze these fields. And every afternoon, their milk is pumped uphill to the make house. There, it's mixed with cultures, blue mold, salt, and enzymes. Then the curds are poured into round plastic forms, salted, wrapped, and aged. Farmstead's Original Blue is made from milk that has never been pasteurized, that is, heated to kill bacteria. Head cheesemaker Kuba Hemmerling says that's the point.
Besides destroying potential bad bacteria in your milk, you're killing some of the good bacteria. So, obviously, you take some of the flavors out of your cheese.
The French have a word for this, terroir, the flavor of a particular place at a particular time of year.
In a good way, I would call it the farmy. You know what I mean? You taste more of the farm, of the what the cows were, you know, where the cows were and what was happening.
Selling raw or unpasteurized milk is illegal in most states. But under federal law, raw milk cheese is okay, as long as it's been aged at least 60 days. Here at Farmstead, the cheese is aged for about 5 months, well over the minimum. The idea is that the aging process both adds to the flavor and kills harmful bacteria, like E. coli, which can make its way from an animal's manure into its milk. But in recent months, two recalls involving E. coli in raw milk cheese have brought that law into question. In November at Bravo Farms near Fresno, then in December at Sally Jackson Cheese in Washington State. David Acheson is a former associate commissioner for the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, which regulates cheesemakers.
There's definitely some studies that would suggest that the 60-day aging process does not necessarily guarantee the destruction of microbes like E. coli 0157. Pasteurization, if it's done properly, does.
On average, there are about 40 reported cases a year of people getting sick from raw milk cheese nationwide, according to the Centers for Disease Control. During a 15-year period between 1993 and 2008, two people died from those illnesses. That's a small fraction of the outbreaks that have been traced back to ground beef, for example, and the number has stayed fairly constant. Still, the FDA says raw milk cheese is a growing concern. So, the agency is increasing inspections at creameries across the country and, officials say, revisiting the science behind the 60-day rule.
The FDA is focused, first of all, on asking the question, is the aging process adequate to reduce the bacteria to a reasonable level or to get rid of it?
Depending on what it finds out, the FDA could extend that 60-day aging rule, or it could follow the lead of Australia and Korea and outlaw raw milk cheese entirely. Christine Hyatt, who heads the American Cheese Society, says this whole scare over raw milk cheese gives her a sense of deja vu.
Back in the early 2000s, there was a similar energy, shall we say, going through the industry.
Those concerns died down, Hyatt says, once Americans realized that as much as a third of the cheese on supermarket shelves comes from raw milk.
Like Parmigiano Reggiano and Gruyere and Roquefort, they are all made with raw milk and have been for thousands of years.
She says rather than outlaw raw milk cheeses, the FDA should work with producers to make sure their facilities are as clean as possible. The recalls, she says, have been a wake-up call.
As cheesemakers, you know, you need to really bump it up a notch. And I think the majority of our cheesemakers already do that.
Before Jill Giacomini Bash and I take off the hairnets and plastic booties that are required for entry into the make room, we step through what looks like a stream of bubbles that pulses onto the floor every 10 minutes.
So this is that stuff that I thought was Yeah,
soap, but it's actually supposed
to be sanitizer.
Yeah.
Giacomini Bash says precautions like these are life or death to her family's operation. The recalls are a reminder of just how easy it would be to lose this land whose flavors her family has worked so hard to preserve. For Quest, I'm Amy Standen, KQED News.
A French cheese importer describes the fresh, raw milk flavors we Americans miss out on. It's at our website, kqed.org/quest.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, with additional support from the Dirk and Charlene Cabsonell Foundation.